Every mistake is an opportunity to learn. Even those whack exes and lame situationships you endured. This podcast helps single Black millennials date smarter by sharing stories of what not to do in dating. Join me, Randy, as I talk with Black millennials about the dating lessons they've learned and the mistakes they never want to make again. This is Situationships Podcast, and I'm your host, Randy. Hey, y'all. This is Randy. On this week's episode, I talk with Howie, a 26-year-old who grew up as the baby of her family, who got any and everything she wanted. As a result, when Howie started dating, she hadn't yet learned how to effectively communicate her wants and needs. She developed a bad habit of threatening to or actually breaking up with the men she was dating whenever she didn't get her way. One specific incident with her now ex taught her that not everyone gives and receives information in the same way as she did, and she needed to adjust if she wanted to effectively communicate a message. We also get into our experiences using dating apps and some of our dating app pet peeves. If you have a friend who could use some dating advice, please share this episode with them. Get Situationships Podcast merch and early access to podcast episodes by becoming a Situationships Podcast Patreon at patreon.com/situationshipspod. And lastly, let's connect on social media. You can find me at SituationshipsPod on Instagram and Facebook, and at SituationsPod on Twitter. All right, I hope you enjoy the episode. So, hey, Howie.
Hi, Randy. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
So, we chatted a little bit before. I know you have, like, an experience that you want to talk about today. Let's lay the background, the groundwork, whatever. I don't know how people say it, what that phrase is, but
I think that's right.
Yeah,
that's
right.
I'm not gonna argue with you. That's right.
So yeah, tell me about your experience.
Okay. Let's give some context on who I am. Okay. So it's not gonna be long, guys. Don't worry. So I'm the youngest in my family, and so. Kind of embarrassed to say this, but not really. I was also very spoiled. So my sister, I have one sister, she's 6 years older than me, so I'm the youngest by a lot. And even like with my cousins and everything, I was the youngest cousin for a while. So I pretty much always got what I wanted. Like, I never had to put up a fight, never had to like convince anybody at the slightest sight of like my dissatisfaction, like I would just get what I want. Like, everybody was very like keen on like making me happy, and I don't think it came from like a bad place. They were just like, oh, she's the baby, and yeah, like she deserves like what she wants. Yeah. Like, we have no reason to not give it to her. And so as I grew up, that definitely manifested itself in my first relationship. And I didn't have a boyfriend until I got to college.
Okay.
It's the first time I ever got in a relationship. So I was like 19-ish, 20. And so like now I'll go into the story. 19, 20. So I was dating this guy, my first boyfriend. And I will say like even to this day, he's the sweetest guy. Like, aww. I don't have anything bad to say about him as a person that's not in that relationship with me again. Right. If that makes sense. Really sweet guy. We had a lot of like the same friends, so like it was easy to transition into that relationship because like we had the same friend group. And so, like I said, I'm very spoiled, always got my way. And so when we started dating, I developed this habit of breaking up with him or threatening to break up with him whenever I thought I was not gonna get my way.
So give me, like, an example of something.
Let's say that like he wanted to go out with his friends, like, you know, everybody is college, like we're partying every weekend, like,
right, right.
Especially with like when you're a freshman sophomore, like you're going out every weekend, like no questions asked. He wanted to go out with his friends, I wanted to stay in. So if Howie wants to stay in, you're staying
we're
in.
We're like staying
we
in.
This, we are units. Do not break that unit. But he wanted to go out. At that point, I was like, if you go out, I'm breaking up with you.
Oh, wow.
Like, that's what it took for me to, like, threaten to break up with him.
Yeah.
Like, that's how I felt like I could get my way. Yeah. I could control the situation.
Yeah.
So, we dated for, like, I would say, like, 4 years. Like, a long time. And I did that, like, for all the 4 years. Towards the end, like, I stopped, like, doing it because I was, like, maybe I was bored. I didn't do it as much.
Yeah.
But, like, every disagreement or every time I thought I wasn't getting my way, it was the end of the world.
Mm.
Like, and, like, I had to, like, threaten him or coerce him to, like, do what I wanted by threatening. Because he liked me. So, like, yeah, he's going to, yeah, like, give me what I want because, yeah, I'm going to break up with him.
And you know you can get what you want.
Yes. And, like, and who is he to tell me I can't get what I want, right? Like, that's what I was thinking, though. Like, why doesn't he want to make me happy? Like, yeah, that's how I process.
Like, and I was going to say, so, like, what was the feeling when he would say, like, something that you didn't like, mm-hmm, and then your reaction would be to starting to break up? Like, how did that feel?
So I think, like, his initial reaction was like, yo, like, she's tripping, like, I'm, yeah, gonna go out. But, like, my reactions were always, like, so heightened. I'd be, mm, like, I promise you, I swear on, I would swear on everybody in my family, like, I swear on my mom, if you leave right now, I'm gonna break up with you. Like, that was, like, my thing. And, yeah, like, people in our friend group, like, it became, like, a thing that people were like, are you guys together this week?
Oh,
like, it became a thing.
You're, like, notorious.
Yeah, like, yeah, it was a because, like I said, we had the same friends.
Yeah.
So, like, they would text me, like, oh, hey, are you and Henry, like, coming? Oh.
We can bleep that out.
Yeah, okay, yeah, cool. Yeah. Are you and so-and-so coming out? And I would be like, we're not together, mm, this week. But, like, next week, we'd be like, oh, right back at it. Like, yeah, nothing happened.
Yeah. So when y'all got back together, like, you would actually break up with him.
Yeah, like, I would either, if he never gave me my way, like, yeah, I would break up with him. But, like, I would threaten, and he would sometimes, like, do what I wanted.
So when y'all actually broke up,
yeah,
who would be, like, would he come back and apologize? Like, how would that work? Where y'all would be back
I think, like, 90% of the time, he would, like, just text me and be like, I don't like this. Like, aww. Right. Like, he's not a bad guy. Like, he's really not a bad guy. Hopefully he doesn't listen to this. But he's not a bad guy at all. But I think a handful of times I might have, like, just showed up at his apartment, like, hey, I'm over it now, like, yeah, come talk to me.
Yeah.
So yeah, I did that for 4 years. So I'm just thinking about it, like, how I allowed myself to stay in that situation. But going back to, like, me threatening him, I remember one of the last times that, like, I threatened him, and that was, like, towards the end, the real end of, yeah, our relationship. He texted me and he was just like, I wish you would tell me why you're mad and not just that you're mad.
Yeah.
Because I would never give him an explanation. He'd, yeah, be like, I'm going out, and I would just be like, okay, I'm breaking up with you. Not that, like, I don't want to be alone right now, or not that, mm, like, I have, like, separation issues, or not anything like that.
Yeah.
It was just like, I'm mad, I'm breaking up with you.
Yeah.
And he literally said, this is fixable.
Dang.
And I never thought about it, like, in that way, like, because in that moment, it's the end of the world.
Yeah.
I'm not getting what I want. This is the end of the world.
Yeah.
So that was the moment I was just like, dang, like, he really doesn't understand why I'm doing this. Like, I'm really, like, torturing this guy in a way, because, like, he doesn't know, like, why I'm doing this to him. And I, when we date people, we expect them to, like, understand our ins and out. But, like, how can they understand that if you're never communicating it in a way that they understand, like, that they can receive it?
Yeah.
So, yeah, like, that tell me why you're mad and not just that you're mad has stuck with me, like, for the past five years now.
Yeah.
Like, that, like, one text. I still have the text on my old iPhone.
I was going to say, when you did your little pre-interview, I noticed that, like, it was quotes, in quotes. Exactly.
Yeah, like, that, yeah, stuck, like, that. I was just like, whoa. Like,
I guess,
he,
yeah,
doesn't get, like, yeah, why. And I'm being, like, I'm being a brat. Like,
yeah,
I'm not being an adult. Like, I used to, like, pride myself on, like, being able to take care of myself, this, mm, that, and the thing. Like, even though I'm the youngest, like, I can still handle, like, my life and, like, school and everything. But, like, I wasn't an adult. Like, I, yeah, didn't know what I was doing, and, yeah, it was, like, negatively impacting this guy that I thought I cared about.
Yeah.
So
it's funny because I'm the baby. Like, mm-hmm, I have an older sister.
Okay.
But I'm a brat, like,
yes,
essentially.
Long story.
Welcome
story.
To the club. And so, like, I relate a lot to what you just said. And,
yeah,
it's funny because I think specifically, like, the part about, I, for a long time, prided myself yeah. on being able to take care of myself.
Yes.
Like, I was responsible.
Yes.
I, like, whatever needed to be done was done. Yes. And, like, I got all the brownie points for that. But I was emotionally immature.
Yes.
And didn't know how to handle not getting what I wanted.
Exactly.
And didn't know how to communicate. Didn't yes. know how to confront people. And these are all things that are still very hard for me. But, yeah. yeah.
And I don't, there's something about being the youngest. Like, yeah. there's just, like, it's because we're coddled for all that time. It's, like, we've never had to, like, develop this, like, emotional intelligence that everybody seems to have.
Oh, totally, totally.
So, yeah, it's a challenge for us. But, like, I will, when it comes, that just taught me a very, very important lesson in communication.
So, I guess, like, how do you behave differently now? How do you communicate mm-hmm. differently now in dating and relationships, mm-hmm. considering that experience?
Well, breaking up is my last resort now. Mm-hmm. Like, I will go through the motions. I will, like, go through the countless conversations of, like, explaining why I feel a certain way before I threaten this person with, like, breaking up.
Yeah, but I'm still going to threaten
yeah. you. At the end, like, no, eventually if it comes to an impasse, like, come on, I have to break up with you yeah. at this point. But yeah, like, I'm more willing to talk and I'm more calm. Like, mm. I'm not rushing to, like, yell at you or cuss you out. I have to hear what your explanation is first before yeah. I decide I'm going to go off. Like, I'm going to ask you questions.
Do you still think that you have hold people to a high standard or to high expectations?
That's so funny. Okay. When it comes to, this is going to sound so bad. When it comes to people I'm dating, I used to hold them to high standards. But I think that, like, I've been disappointed so many times mm. that I kind of expect BS now.
Yeah.
And sometimes I let things go that I shouldn't.
Yeah.
Because I expect it to happen.
Yeah.
So, like, I generally, yes, I hold people to high standards. But when it comes to, like, this romantic relationship, I have space for disappointment. Mm. Like, I leave space for disappointment because I know it's going to happen.
Yeah.
If that,
if that it does makes make sense.
And I know it's, like, very, like, pessimistic. Like, it's going to disappoint me, but I just think it's fact. It's
Do you reality. Think that you still, like, I guess, harbor a certain level of resentment? Even though, like, you don't expect them to meet that standard yeah. when they don't,
mm-hmm.
is yes. it still, like, you
Why
ain't
didn't
shit?
You? Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, it is. I mean, because, like, we want people to prove us wrong if it's yeah. going to be positive, yeah. right? yeah, I do get upset when they don't meet my expectations. But now I expect it. So yeah. I can't say... I think it's helped, though. It's helped, like, protect me as a person emotionally because I know it's going to happen. I hope it's not going to happen, but most of the time it happens.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's real. It's funny, too, because, like, whew, that's hard.
Starting out good.
Because it's funny because I feel like what I'm learning about dating and relationships mm-hmm. is to have higher expectations.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's, like, a balance, right? Because I do think I have unreasonable expectations of perfection.
Yes.
Of myself mm-hmm. and a lot of people around me.
Mm-hmm.
However, when it comes to, like, I think values, like mm-hmm. the things that are really important to me, like mm-hmm. the core tenets, yeah. those are the things that I've let slide in the past because mm-hmm. like, mm-hmm. I like you and I want yes. you to stay around. So like yes. you wasted my time and you can't make plans mm-hmm. and you, you know, asking to stay over when mm-hmm. I said I wasn't going to do that. And mm-hmm. I told you that we're, you know, that's not happening.
They're crossing but boundaries.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so it's like this weird, weird balance of like allowing for grace mm-hmm. and humanity, mm-hmm. but also like knowing very clearly what is very important to you.
Yes.
You know, like what are these like pillars that like are really important to you?
I think, and I'm so happy you brought that up because I feel like internally I had that, like I had those feelings, but I didn't know how to verbalize that because I think the last time I went on like a formal date with like actual person was like in the summer last year.
Oh, wow.
And I walked out summer 2019.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I walked out of that thing like I can't I knew I didn't like the guy. Like, I didn't know. I knew that, like, I didn't like what he was presenting to me. But I was like, I need to go on, like, I need to date.
Yeah.
And I walked out of that thing, like, I can't do this again.
Yeah.
Like, this is a waste of my time. And this is a waste of his time. Because he thinks there's going to be a part two. And there isn't.
Yeah.
And I just thought, like, until I figure out what's important to me, until I figure out why I'm dating, I cannot keep doing this to myself. So... That's I'm cool. happy, like, you verbalized that for me. Yeah, like, yeah. What are my core tenets? I think, like, going forward, I need to, like, figure that out more.
And it's, like, it's hard, right?
It is. Like, it's there's a lot of pressure behind that.
Yeah. And I think, like, one of the things that I think about are, like, what are the things that consistently annoy me when I'm dating? Like, for me.
Everything.
Okay, that's one. But, like, for me, I'm really big on time and planning. I just feel like I date adults,
mm-hmm.
so adults with jobs mm-hmm. and responsibilities who find ways to meet all of their other obligations and responsibilities and time commitments, mm-hmm. But don't want to actually sit down and make a plan for when they're gonna spend time with me.
Oof, snaps.
And I don't I really don't think it's too much to ask for. And so that's, like, important to me. Mm-hmm. It's important to me. And mm-hmm. it shows a respect for my time.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, that's just, like, that's one of my things,
yes.
you know?
I mean, well, like, our resources are finite. People cannot play with our time because playing with time, you know, I don't mean to sound cliche, time is money. Like, right. So if you're playing with my time, you're playing with my money. Like, resources went into me getting ready to even be here with you today.
Amen.
So sometimes I feel like, people don't understand that. Yeah. I just you can't expect your level of understanding from others.
Yeah,
I'm starting to realize that, but it's still very. I understand what you're saying. It's yeah. very frustrating when like you're supposed to be here at 8 and you don't get here until 9. Like you don't. I take that as like you don't respect me.
Absolutely,
as a person.
Absolutely. Well, it's hard too because I think like, and this is where like the conundrum comes in. I feel like is the way we people date today mm-hmm. is everyone feels like they. Have so many options.
Oh yes. Oh yes.
And so like, you know, if you want me to plan and I don't feel like it, then I guess I'm gonna just find somebody else. Yeah.
There's
like,
a B over there and a C back there.
Exactly. Like, yeah. And it's funny because while I'm definitely still engaged in online dating,
mm-hmm.
I am trying to get out more to try to meet people in real life more.
Because
I do feel like something about the digital world makes people seem more disposable
mm-hmm.
and makes like that encounter like it's like you don't want to put effort into it.
I'm so I will like I tried the League once just because I saw it on the Insecure episode.
Yeah.
So I tried it and I hated it. Like I left that like app thinking like dang I hate people like for real. Like, I just hated the small talk. Like it didn't seem genuine and like when we ended a conversation, like, I felt like, oh, there was no plan to, like, really see me after. So I'm just like, okay, it's not worth my time. But a lot of my friends are still, like, on Tinder, and they just have, like, these cyber relationships mm-hmm. with these guys. Mm-hmm. I'm like, why? I don't know. Like, what apps? Can I ask you what apps you're on?
Yeah. It's funny. So I had, like, taken a break
for a while,
and then I re-downloaded. I had Tinder on for a while, and I was like, I am playing in my own face. I've been on Tinder, so let me take this off my phone.
Right, mm-hmm.
So I took Tinder off. Mm-hmm. I think right now I use primarily Hinge.
Okay.
OkCupid was, like, my go-to, like, maybe, like, 4 or 5 years ago.
Okay.
But I don't like it as much as I used to.
Okay. And is it the crowd that's on there?
I think that's
okay.
it.
Okay. I've heard it's, like, an older
yeah, map. And it's, like... Everybody who I have like really high this is gonna sound bad.
It's okay.
Everyone who I have really high match percentages with mm-hmm. are like extremely nerdy.
Oh,
and I like intellectual, but it's like not my type of nerdy.
Socially inept, yeah, yes. Yeah. Okay.
And I'm just like, what y'all think about me? What does it say about me?
Oh jeez.
No. And then I wanna like Bumble,
mm-hmm.
but then at the end of the day, something rubs me the wrong way about making the first contact.
Okay.
And as the woman, and then
mm-hmm.
I also like I be playing.
Yes.
Like mm-hmm. I don't want I like will match them, but I don't actually want
I don't
want
to talk
yeah.
to you. Yeah, that's the thing. Like why are you like that's what I yell at in one of my closest friend, she's gonna listen to this. I yell at her all the time because she will have full blown relationships with these guys. They will, like, some of them bought her Christmas for, like, presents for Christmas, stuff like that, and she has never seen them. So I'm just thinking
that's
like,
some like 90 day fiance shit. Like,
listen. I have cousins that have gone through the 90 day ordeal. No, but I'm just like, why are you like, even if you think like you're just like, you know, it's just shits and giggles, like you're just texting him, whatever, it's like you're wasting your time.
Yeah.
You are wasting your time, like, yeah. Period, point blank. But hey.
And you know, and I give people the freedom to like do with your life what you want to do. Mm-hmm. Maybe you just want to play around.
Yeah.
Like, maybe that's fun for you. Maybe you want a couple of free dinners. Like, I don't know. But, like,
I can relate.
What I want is, like, and even if I do just want to have fun, mm-hmm. like, there's just a certain type of person that you're going to need to be. Like, yes. I'm still going to have to weed out a lot of people who I just know I'm not compatible with.
Yes.
I've been on, because I've done the weeding. I've mm-hmm. gone on the first dates, and I'm like, ooh, this ain't it.
Yeah, exactly. That's what happened to me when I was just like, why the F am yeah. I here yes. right now? Like, I yes. hate him. Yes. Like, like, why am I here? Like, in under any other circumstance, like, I would not be here with mm-hmm. this person. And even, like, when you talk about, like, having intention, like, even when you're on these dating apps, I would like give a funny story. Like, I remember when I got on the league, it's supposed to be like, you can filter for race. So I was gonna say,
I've heard that, yeah.
Yeah, you can filter for race and like height and something else.
Okay.
So I was like looking for a rich black man.
Right.
I'm in Atlanta. Like, come on. Like, so like I matched with like this NFL player. Okay. Right. And I was like, I'm gonna get a Chanel bag out of this. Like, what? Like, I know he's not gonna commit to me, but like I'm going to get
I'm
a Chanel
something.
I'm right. getting no my I you can okay. I need my friends to listen to this and comment in the section. I told them I'm getting a Chanel bag, like, out of the situation. Like, what? He matched with me? I'm in there. Like, and right. he's from Atlanta, but he played for, like, I swear, if he listens to this, like, I'm screwed. But he played for the LA Chargers.
Okay.
So, like, I promise you, we were messaging for, like, 5 months. I really? Never saw this man in real life. I never got my bag. I never got anything. But I'm just like, after that, I was like, this is dead. Like, yeah. why am I talking to this guy for he was in Atlanta. Like, yeah. he lived outside of the perimeter, if that makes sense. So yeah. Like, there's like Atlanta and then Metro Atlanta.
Got you.
Okay. And so, like, it was easy for me to go see him, like, but he never initiated, like, hey, let's meet up. See? He was just texting me through the app, by the way. Like,
that,
let's just
no. See, I won't do that. I really dislike pen paling.
Thank you.
I don't like texting people like very mm-hmm. much. Like mm-hmm. my best friend, I'd be like, all right, girl, like, I'm gonna wrap this up. Right. And it's funny because like I actually just matched with somebody on Hinge like mm-hmm. a couple of days ago, and we had like a nice little exchange.
Yeah,
we have plans to meet up next weekend.
Okay.
And I gave him my phone number, uh-huh. And we've been texting a little bit, but I'm already like, don't blow up my phone. Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. I don't, like, yes, we had a nice little banter, mm-hmm. like, but I don't know you enough yet yeah. to, like, for this to actually be fun.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, less, because also, if we get too much into texting, and then I meet you in person, and I don't like you, it's over.
Your feelings will be hurt. Like, you will be blocked.
And I don't want to have established this rapport that I know I'm not going to keep up.
Yeah.
But no, that's, I like, it's funny because I think historically mm-hmm. when I'm online dating, I like to meet up really quickly.
Okay.
I try to see if like you have, if you can keep a conversation.
Yes.
Like if you're remotely interesting in the first like several lines or your profile's interesting, I'm like, let's just meet so mm-hmm. we can see if there's actually chemistry.
Yeah.
Cause like, I just feel like the pen paling is just, it's not a real person.
It's
you don't
a cyber relationship.
Yeah.
Like, I always think about like, I was a big NSYNC fan growing up and they have a song called like Digital Get Down. It's just like, it's about cyber relationships. I'm
okay.
like, this is a digital get down like moment. Like okay. I cannot like.
That's the name of the episode.
Digital, yes. Let's do yes, shout out to NSYNC.
Right.
I still wish I could marry Justin Timberlake. As trash as he right. is, that is the love of my life. But anyways.
Blue eyes song.
Yeah. Right. Black don't crack.
Right.
Justin is black, as far as I'm concerned. Sorry, that's a good thing. But yeah, no, like, I'm not comfortable with, like, this person wanting to just text all the time. Yeah. Like, I'm, especially if, like, there's never a hint of them wanting to meet in person. Like, yeah. That makes me uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah. And I also, like, it's funny, though. I keep telling people, the older I get, the more traditional I become. Mm-hmm. But even, like, and I don't even think this is, like, that super traditional. Mm-hmm. But I want you to ask me out.
Yeah. You know what? You're not crazy. Like, right, that is like, correct. Yeah, yeah. That is correct. Let me tell you, like, so this is, and also, like, you have to share a story from Ghana. I'm just going to share one from Ethiopia right now.
Okay.
So, like, Ethiopia obviously, like, is a very traditional country. Everybody there is religious. Like, either you're Muslim or Christian, and, like, you're very strong in your faith. But they also have, like, some very, like, backward, like, ways of living as well. But I remember I went out with my cousins, and there was a guy there that I knew. And he didn't see that I was in the room, but I saw him. So I went up to him. I was like, oh, hey, hi, whatever. And I walked away and went back to my cousins. My cousins are guys. They started berating me. They're like, a woman never goes to say hi to a man first. Oh, you have to let him come to you, or, like, that's, if you don't let him come to you, you're signifying that, like, you're, like, a bottom of the barrel woman.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Like, you're easy. Like, and I'm not interested in this guy at all. Like, I wasn't, yeah, he was just a friend. Almost like family. Yeah. I just want to say hi to him.
Yeah.
But they were just like, you are showing that, like, you don't have any value when you go up to a man and, like, say something first. And not that, like, they're not right. Like, they don't make sense. But, like, I do agree with what you're saying. Like, you need to ask me out. Like, I'm not going to sit up here and figure out when you're free so that I can make plans for you and I.
Right.
No, you can take the time and you can take the initiative to come ask me out. Anyways, like, that's an effed up story.
Right.
I think it's related, though. Like,
absolutely.
There's this sense of, like, women shouldn't have to go out of their way to ask. Or even if, like, it's a same-sex relationship. Like,
yeah.
There has to be somebody that takes, like, the initiative,
the lead. And yeah, like I said, it's hard. And I've been hearing, you know, like, the modern woman goes after what she wants.
You need to lean in, Randy.
But, like, I don't know. It's hard. It's like this catch 22 because it's like, I want to be, you know, aggressive, and maybe aggressive is the wrong word, but assertive and intentional about what I want and pursue what I want. But, like, real talk, like, in my experience, men haven't been, like, super open to that. And so, you know, on one hand, it's like, well, the man who's for me will be open to it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, like, I still want to go out with y'all niggas. Like, can we just get drinks? Like, shit.
It's not complicated, but I feel like we make it complicated. But it's not.
Absolutely.
It's not. We're in the, I mean, I don't know. I don't think I'll ever be proposing to a man, but we're in the age of.
I ain't doing that. I'm sorry.
Right? I would be a minstrel. What you call it? What do you call it? What's that word for that? Not a minstrel. Is it a minstrel? No.
I don't know.
Somebody who never gets married. Like an old maiden.
Oh, like a spinster.
Spinster.
Yeah,
that's what I'll be before I ask him
anything. Oh, yes. I've joked my whole life that, like, I'm going to, like, be an old cat lady and just be single my whole life because,
but God forbid,
Okay, so let's transition to asking for a friend.
Okay,
so this is about, like, your current dating relationship situation, status, whatever. So. Mm-hmm. What are you doing right now?
Yeah, okay. I think I, like, said this earlier. I'm not dating at all right now.
Oh, you're not?
I'm not. I mean, so I'm open to the idea in, like, 2020.
Yeah.
But the last time I went on a date.
Oh, you did say so. After, okay.
So, like.
Okay, so. You said you went on a date last year.
Yeah, like August.
Uh-huh.
So it's like 5 months now, which is, like, not, like, I have friends who haven't dated for, like, 2 years. But I just feel like I need to find somebody that I'm like, okay, I can see, like, a date number two.
Oh.
Before, like, I actually, like, go out and, like.
Wait, no, say that again?
I need to find somebody that, like, I like them enough where I think there can be a date number two.
Huh.
Yeah. do you use date one as like date signify for date number two?
So I guess, so I would say like most of my dating is online.
Oh, okay.
So I would need to see you in person to know if I wanted to date number two. But I was like, if you meet people in real life, then I could see that.
Yeah. So I think, yeah, I don't do the online dating after the tragedy that was the league. It wasn't a tragedy though. It was like, I mean, there were a lot of black doctors on there, but also like I was in Atlanta at the time. So I don't know if like that messes up the,
like the skews, the ratio.
You know, I mean, but in this area, it might work. Thank you for telling me that. So yeah, so if I'm like vibing with the person enough and I know that like I want to continue seeing this person, then yes, I will go on a date with them. But I just haven't found somebody that I don't hate.
That's real.
And I don't know if the problem is me. Like, am I attracting like the wrong, like, if I'm, am I giving out the wrong vibes where I'm attracting the wrong energy or the wrong person? I don't know, but I need to figure out like, what do I want from dating? Is it I want to date to marry? I want to date to like build a companionship? Like, what am I doing? And I think most of the time when we date to marry. So that brings about the question, am I even ready to get married? So
that's real.
There's that.
Yeah.
Am I somebody's wife? Like, it's a whole bunch of questions.
So do you mean like ready like now or like ready like that's not something you think you want for your life?
I definitely want to get married.
Okay.
Ready in like, can I see that in the next 5 years? Can I see myself as a wife in the next five years?
Oh my God, that's I'm 32 and that sounds scary as fuck right now.
Being somebody that's a lot of pressure to be somebody's wife.
Shit, I didn't even think about that.
Bro, like, yeah, like how do you prepare yourself to be a wife?
Yeah.
I was one of my closest friends. I always say like one of my friends. I swear they're real. she just got married in November, and we met up and I asked her and I was like, do you feel like you're worthy of the title wife? Like asked her and she was like, Howie, what does that even mean? Like, because she had her and her husband are like in love, and so like it was a very natural progression for them to get married. And so, like, since I'm not in a relationship, like, I don't see that, like, natural, like, progression of, like, oh, yes, like, we're meant to be together and we're going to be together. Like, I'm wondering, like, what are the qualities of a wife? What makes a wife? This, that, and the third.
Yeah. That's a real-ass question. Yeah. I need to write that in my journal. Like,
yeah, and I definitely don't have the answer to that.
But well, because I think, too, like, because the way that I look at, like, this time in my life being single is I want to get my shit together for me and I want to become like, it's almost like I want to become like a real adult. Like, I know that sounds like corny.
I understand that.
But like, yeah, I just like, I'm ready to stop. Like, I'm ready to elevate and to level up or whatever. And be someone who is like consistently reliable and dependable and does the hard and uncomfortable things that are important to myself and the people I love. Yes. You know? And I think that, I think that's what it, like the title of a wife is. Or like that's what I would expect from myself as a wife. And that's what I would expect from my husband. But that's the thing, I still like feel like I'm still working that out.
Yes, I agree. I have to get some stuff together before I actually go out there.
And it's funny because I've said that for the past several years, and I've heard multiple times people are like, y'all can grow together. Yes. Like, you can meet someone and grow together, and like, you're never going to be done, you know? And I agree with that, but I do think there's a certain level of like, real grown ass shit that I want from my life. That like, I know I'm not there in my, like, at least for the expectation I have in my mind yet. So it just feels hard to like expect someone else to be there. But you know, love me anyway. Find me and love me.
What did Beyonce say? Flaws and all.
Exactly.
Just love me. Yeah.
So what do you, would you say is the best and worst part about being single and like not dating, essentially?
The best part is like I don't have to answer to anybody. I'm the type of person that's like, just wake up and like I'll freaking, I don't know, like, go to another state. Like, I just wake up and, like, do what I want to do. Like, I have nobody to answer to. Like, there's really nothing or no one I have to consult before I do, like, what makes me happy.
Yeah.
And I really enjoy having that freedom. Yeah. And I really enjoy, like, being an individual. I really enjoy, like, being Howie. Like, as I come more into myself, like, I love who I'm becoming.
Yeah.
And I don't know how introducing another person into that is going to stifle that. It shouldn't, but it might.
Yeah.
The worst part. I think it's like not having that person that knows you, like, romantically but also personally.
Yeah.
Like, just having that companion always there.
Yeah.
Like, there's sometimes when I feel like I'm overburdening my friends with, like, my venting. And I'm like, well, if I had a man, like, he would be able to, like, you know, just, even if he couldn't give me advice, he would just be obliged.
Right.
But, like, just having a friend there where, like, you can really get to know them and they can really get to know you.
Yeah.
And you can't really do that in platonic, like, there's no romantic, there shouldn't be a romantic aspect to platonic friendships.
Yeah.
So I just think, like, having that all-in-one person just always there for you, I think. The fact that I don't have that is probably, like, the worst part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Girl, I know.
Right.
So what would you say is, like, your best dating or relationship advice?
Ooh. That's a hard one.
I know, right?
Oh, my gosh. I would say... Jesus Christ.
I know. Put you on the spot.
Right. Oh, my God. I don't know, because I've heard so much, like, good dating advice, but I'm trying to think, like, from my own experience, like, what is something I would want somebody to, like, implement in their own lives? I would say, like, to wait before you have that very visceral, dramatic reaction.
Ooh, yes.
Anyway. hear them out and try to be calm and try to be understanding. Don't immediately go to, like, cussing them out, breaking things, fighting. Just wait. Hear them out. Self-control. Yes.
It's funny because when you said that, I thought about the complete opposite.
Yeah.
I thought, because my repeated mistake is... that visceral feeling that, like, I just want to be around you all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Leaning too heavily into that when I don't know you yet. We just getting started. Like, you probably already, like, you know,
thinking
this
about
I'm
wedding
fucked
dates.
Up.
Yeah.
Already, you know, like, I love you so much.
Why are you ignoring me?
Yeah. And I think. Yeah, I would say one of the things I've learned just, like, growing up, especially this past year, is just, like, regulate your emotions.
Yes.
It's so
hard to do, though.
It's hard. It's very hard. And it's a practice.
Yeah.
But it's so beneficial. Because your emotions, like, while they are always valid, they don't necessarily mean anything.
Mm-hmm.
They're just, like, information.
I think it's based on, like, your lived experience.
Yeah.
And, like, your lived experiences aren't. His lived experience. Yeah.
And
so
they're,
like,
not, your
yeah.
lived experiences aren't facts.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. And they're usually, like, your emotions are usually tied to, like you said, like, something that triggered you from your
trauma.
Childhood or whatever. And you're like, you hate me and you want to leave
right,
me. Be like,
right.
Nah, I just wanted to go hang out with the boys and play K2 Live. Or
yeah,
whatever.
And it's like, I wasn't, like, you may accuse your man of doing X, Y, and Z. They were sleeping.
Right.
Like, you already done broke up with him, got back together and broke up.
Exactly.
And this man was taking a nap. And I also think, like, I think the reason, like, I, outside of, like, being spoiled and, like, expecting to get my way, is why I always had very visceral and dramatic reactions is because I wanted to leave him before he left me.
Ooh, that's real.
Before he left me. Look at this, guys. I'm not from America. Before he left me. Before he left me.
Yeah.
And I think that's based in insecurity.
Yeah.
That can be from when I was 10. I don't know. Like, we want to make the first move before we
don't want to get played.
Yeah, and it's like we always want to, like, prove that, like, you made the right decision by making me your girlfriend, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if he breaks up with you or if he's unsatisfied with you, you have that moment of insecurity where you're like, dang, he thinks he didn't make the right choice.
Yeah, something's wrong with me.
Yeah, something's wrong with me. And so
I'm not good enough. I'm not whatever.
Oh, God. Woof.
What is funny, because I again, the thing that I am learning, mm-hmm. and like the way that I look at it is like, you just need to work out your own shit.
Yeah.
Like,
before you bring somebody else into that.
Like, as whole as possible in yourself. Like, know who you are. Know how to fill your own needs. And, like, so that when someone comes along, it's not the best thing in your world, mm-hmm. or it's not the end of the world when yes. they leave. Like, mm-hmm. I'm good doing me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And so, I have a horror story about that. It's not about me, thank you, God. But, one of my best friends growing up, like, she visited my mom in the hospital when I was born. Like, we were, we were best friends up until we were, like, 24. And what happened was is that she met this guy.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, like, she's educated. She has a degree. This and the third. I don't mean to be demeaning when I say this, but, like, he was not on her level in
yeah.
any way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
And in some aspects, he was bringing her down.
Yeah.
After, like, 6 months of dating, he proposes.
Oh, wow.
To her. And so, like,
he was like, I got me one. I ain't with her, girl.
And he's like, yeah, she's about to, like, you know, upgrade his life.
Right.
So, she didn't know him, though, and she had issues that she never worked out in herself.
Yeah.
But she's like, this is my first boyfriend. This is my first everything. I'm going to marry him. After 6 months, she agreed.
Yeah.
So, like, me and her other best friend did not agree with this.
Yeah.
And so, like, it distanced us from each other to the point where, like, we had a big blowout and, like, we never spoke again.
Oh, wow.
But literally, like, so it took 6 months for them to get engaged. They were married a year after that. 6 months after their wedding.
Yeah.
They filed for divorce.
Oh, wow.
And, like, it's because all these issues that she had, she didn't know him, first of all, and she didn't know herself.
Yeah, yeah.
But she
yeah.
jumped into this marriage yep. because she was like, he wants me, mm-hmm. and that makes me feel good, mm-hmm. so I'm going to marry him.
Mm-hmm.
And so now she's 27 years old and divorced.
Yeah.
Like,
you know what? So, can I say something?
Yes, yes, yes. I'm done speaking. Yes.
No, because I just think, and I think one of the things that I've had to learn too, that's just really, really hard for me, is yes. like, you have to let people make their own mistakes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And that's so hard when it's people you love and you care about and you know exactly what they are doing wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, and I do think sometimes it requires you to take a step back because you're just like, I can't watch you
yes.
yep. like hurt yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, like you have to make the mistake yourself.
Yes.
Like, if you're like, I'm gonna say what my little piece,
mm-hmm.
you will take it or leave it, and if you leave it, like, you'll figure it out.
Yeah. And I think in that situation, I think, like, I had to let go.
Yeah,
I had to let go, and she was too immature to see, like, the train wreck that was ahead of her.
Yeah.
So I just had to, like, step back from that situation. But I say all that to say, like, if she was, not to say even that if she was older, if she was just more mature and she yeah. actually took the time to, like, there was stuff that she was going through that she wasn't addressing.
Yeah.
But she thought this relationship, this marriage was going to fix all that.
Oh, absolutely.
And but, like, now, like, you're literally in the same position you were before you married this guy. You just, like, had to spend all this money on a divorce. And he is, like, in a whole other relationship now.
Oh, wow.
Literally. Damn. So it's, like, you didn't have to do this, yeah. but, like, if you just took some, it's literally, like, if you just spent a year dating him, you would have, like, saw yeah. all this, yeah. but you didn't want to.
Well, that's the thing, too, is, like, you gotta hit your head against the wall
yes.
to realize there's a wall there.
Yes,
and
yeah, yeah,
or whatever,
yeah.
And it sucks.
Yeah.
Because it's weird. Like, I think I have an anxious attachment style. So, like, uh-huh. I can be, like, stage four clinger.
Yeah.
If I like you and you like me and, like, mm-hmm. We're doing this.
Yes.
Like, mm-hmm. after week number two.
Yeah. Right.
But I'm also have, like, a weird fear of commitment. So, mm-hmm. like, I don't know if I would have gotten married
mm-hmm.
after 6 months or said yes to an engagement yes. or whatever. But, like, I also, it's funny, I was thinking about this the other day. Like, I can remember the times that I have really, really liked a guy, been vibing with him, and been mm-hmm. like, this is going to be my first boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, my friends were, like, girl, like, you might want to, like, slow down. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you just don't want to see me happy. Right. Like, you don't know what it's like.
It's the rose-colored glasses. Like, you don't know what's going on because you're in it. Yeah. And I've been there, too. Like, you're not the only one. Like, I've been there, too. Your girlfriends will tell you X, Y, and Z about this guy, and they're right. But you're just like, y'all are haters.
Right.
First of all, y'all are haters. Yeah. Second of all, y'all are
you
jealous.
You single, too, so.
Right? You want me to be miserable with you? Yeah. No. Like, no, I've definitely been there.
Yeah.
It's so hard to step back and look at the situation as if you're not in it.
Yeah.
It's impossible almost. Like,
it's very hard.
But, like, I think you have to do it. Especially, like, when emotions. Sometimes, I don't know, I have friends whose parents got married after, like, 2 weeks. Like,
and like, sometimes shit works. It works. No rule.
But, like, most of the time, like, think about it, like, and also, like, you know, I don't want to sound like the, you know, woo-ha lady, but, like, couples therapy is also, like, a thing. Like, if you're really serious about marrying this person, like, go to couples therapy to confirm that this is the person that you're supposed to be with.
Yeah.
Whether if it's, like, in a clinical setting or, like, even, like, a church or, like, a religious setting, like, go talk to somebody professional who can see the two of you outside the two of you.
Yeah, yeah, but yeah, yeah, yeah.
People don't do that in our, and our millennials don't do that. Yeah. So,
no, it's hard.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think your advice of like taking your, just taking a pot, like taking a beat, you know, like pausing before you make any like rash decisions, like either towards someone or away from someone, is like super, super important to like, having healthy.
I have a question for you though.
Ooh. Okay. I love when
Let's
ask a question.
Switch it up. We're talking about friends and their advice.
Yeah.
How do you filter like advice from your friends that is like legitimate and stuff that's just like BS and they're just saying it because like that's what they do?
So,
is there ever a thought where you're like, dang, like this is real? I need to take this advice.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I would say like, because I'm not emotionally evolved yet, in the moment when you tell me, like when my friends tell me stuff, I'm just like, she don't know.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah. Right.
Or like the defensiveness creeps up or whatever.
Yeah.
But I think it's listening to it, like taking some time to think about it later. And just like trying to be as objective as possible.
Yeah.
And like the thing is like maybe like all the advice that they gave you isn't relevant, but like maybe there's this one piece that, you know what, I think she's right and I probably should think about doing this instead of like what I was planning on doing.
Yeah. I mean, so like I love my friends, so like a lot of my friends are like family.
Yeah.
Like I've known them for, like, most of my life, if not, like, we're very, very, very close. Even if it was, like, in a short amount of time, we're still very, very close.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, I literally take everything they say to heart. Mm. And I know that I shouldn't because, like, sometimes I'm like, Howie, I was just messing with you. Like, I wasn't being serious.
That's hard, too. Yeah.
And so, like, I value what they have to say. So, like, everything they say, I, like, okay, yes, I have to do this because she wouldn't steer me wrong. But I need to figure out, like, when are they BSing me?
Like, so that's fair, too. Because it's funny. I feel like we're so much alike.
Yeah. Which is a great thing.
Because I have caught myself, like, feeling like everyone's opinions are, like, it's like I'm carrying around this bag of things that people think I should do.
Yes.
And
yes.
It's like, it's too much and it's overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, well, okay, if I'm going to be a good person, I have to do this and I have to do that. And I can't do this and I can't do that. And I think at the end of the day, this is because I've been to therapy.
Yes.
You have to like be quiet and listen to what your inner voice is saying.
Yeah.
My therapist has said to me multiple times, like, you know the answer.
Ooh, wow. Can we get a snap? Right? Insert snapping at this point.
And it's like annoying as shit when you think you don't know the answer. But like you, like 99.9% of the time, you know the answer.
Yes.
You just have to like be quiet and be still and be honest with yourself.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, so it's like taking that. And I think one of the things that helps me too is like remembering everyone's humanity, mm-hmm. and like remembering that like nobody has all the answers, no one has it perfect. Be yes. like, oh, that's, you know, like that is something that I think is like a good tenet mm-hmm. to have. But you know, like I'm gonna try to do that, but not put like this huge pressure on myself to yeah. be perfect, or to know that like they're saying that because like whatever they're going through, yeah. you know what
that's
I mean?
What they know
exactly.
Yeah, I just. I that's a word. I understand. Yeah. Like, I definitely understand what you're saying. Like, you have the answer. I'm going to take that with me.
Home. Yeah.
I'm going to take that home with me. Because a lot of the times, like, I always feel like this person may know better than me. So I'm just going to take their advice.
Yeah.
But that's not always true.
No. And it's okay. So, and I'll say to that too, like, trust yourself.
Yeah.
Like, that's something I struggle with. Trust
yeah.
yourself.
Yeah.
Like, yes, other people have insight and advice and can see you in ways that you can't see yourself. Mm-hmm. But like also know that you're not an idiot. Like, you know, yes. and like trust yourself.
Yes.
And it, like, it's like easier said than done. But
I think you can apply that like across.
Oh, trust me, girl.
Everything you do in life, like not just romantic relationships, but like everything.
Yeah. So. 1000%.
That's a biggie.
Yeah. Okay, so let's transition to my favorite segment, which is the Do Better Corner.
Mm. Ew.
So we talk about our hashtag petty situations.
Oh my gosh.
So can you think of just like a petty situation or thing that you've done in your dating or relationship past that you're willing to share with like my audience of like 12 or whoever? I don't know.
It's like 1,000 peeps. Come on now. Give yourself more credit. Yeah, so I am actually like a petty person.
It's funny, the fact that you break up with people every 5 minutes sounds like you're a little bit
Listen,
petty.
Listen, I was born petty. Like, dang, what am I willing to share? That's like when I saw like the layout for the episode, and it was like, dang, petty, like woof. I've done quite a lot.
Like, looking back, my mental Rolodex.
Well, what can I share like without incriminating myself? You know, like. But there's this one time, same college relationship. Mm-hmm. So he went out with his friends, and I did not go.
Okay.
Right. So I'll give a couple, by the way. So I went out with his friends. He went out with his friends. I did not go. But me and my best friend at the time, like, we were like two peas in a pod. So I was like, okay, we're gonna go to that party and we're gonna catch him cheating. I don't know why I thought I would catch him cheating. I just had this thought in my mind. Yeah. I'm like, we're gonna go there and he's gonna be twerking with some girl. I'm gonna catch him. Like, this is like my goal in life. I'm going to catch him and then I'll be validated in breaking up with him.
Yeah.
Okay. So the party was at like some off-campus apartment. We roll up, headlights turned off.
Y'all was real, roll up, park, right?
In front of the apartment, seats push back, and we wait until the pregame is over to get out of the car. So, like, waiting, like, this is, like, the stupidest waste of time I ever, like, fucking did in my life. So, like, we wait in the car. And I don't know, like, why she's actually, like, a really, like, level-headed person. I don't know why she was going along with it. So, we literally, lights off, seats push back, like, just watching this apartment for them to come get out of this pregame. And, like, they were going to take the bus to, like, whatever party. You know how, like, in college, like, they bus you to parties.
Yeah, like, the shuttle.
Yes. So we're waiting. 45 minutes later, pregame is over. They walk out. He's literally turned around to say something to a girl. He just turned around.
Yeah.
We pop out of the car. I knew what you were doing. And listen, all of Black UMD was there. So, not
my mouth is open, by the way.
But anyways, I break up with him on the spot. Because I'm like, you're cheating. You're cheating. I knew you were cheating. This, that, and the third. Why are you talking to her? I don't know her. So why are you speaking to her? It was like this whole thing.
Dang, Howie.
And my friend is like, yep. Standing behind me. It's so funny because she's not like she's not like that. I feel like we were just bored.
Yeah.
Anyways, we pulled up to him. He took me inside, like, Okay, so that was the petty part. So he took me inside, and like there was like a walk-in closet, and like we went into the walk-in closet, and he had to calm me down.
Yeah,
and, like, I'm not cheating on you. She asked me a question. I turned around to answer.
Yeah.
And like literally he was like, I remember him clapping his hands in my face, like, I'm not cheating on you. And I was like, okay, bye. And so like by the end of the conversation, I was like, fine. And like we walked out of the closet and I was like, fine. But like, this guy's like distressed because like he has to just deal with all of that. Yeah. He has to go back to his boys, like, dang, like, your girl's crazy. Yeah. Like, you know. Yeah. So like, but I walked out like, okay, everything is cool. We had a conversation. Like,
have a good night, everyone.
No, I went to the party with them, first of all. Let's not get messed up. I went to the party. But, like, it's just, like, I didn't have – I embarrassed myself in that moment. More than him, more than anybody else, it was me who I embarrassed. And it's, like, what was I doing all this, like, 007, like, lights – driving to the apartments with our headlights off – seats pushed back, waiting 45 minutes for this man to get out of the party just so I could embarrass him.
Aww.
Like, what? That's not me. Like, that's not, I would rather sleep and yell at you in the morning for cheating as opposed to doing all that stupid stuff. But
it's all right. We was all young and dumb once.
Yeah, I mean, we stayed together like a couple years after that. So like, obviously, like, but he was like distressed, like. I just vividly remember, like, standing in the walk-in closet, just, like, looking at him, like, yelling, I did not cheat on you. And I'm okay.
If you say so, I guess.
Like, okay, like, we definitely went to the party, and I was like, nothing happened. I don't know, like, I would never, I feel like that was, like, another person. Like, I would.
Yeah, yeah.
I would never go out of my way to, like, hurt somebody in that way. Now, like, I don't.
Well, like, I mean, like, again, when you're young, like,
you don't care.
You are like a dog who's like smells whatever, right. And it just has an immediate reaction.
Right.
Just like respond to your emotions, and you thought he was cheating.
Yeah. Out of nowhere, though, like, this is just like a random. I swear to God, the devil was playing with me, because like it was like a random, like, in my head, like, came flying through my mind. I was like, yes, makes sense. Like, let me go yell at him. Like, it was crazy. That's embarrassing.
It's but it's what happens. I've definitely done a drive by before.
Okay, see? Yeah. I think it would have been okay if we did a drive by just to see who was there and not get out of the car.
Mm.
But the fact that we got out of the car, that's what messed us up. Right.
And you like blew up his spot.
Blew up his spot, made a whole scene, and then walked out like I didn't like do anything. Anyways, what have you done? I have to know. I'm not going out by myself.
Well, I'll share my my drive-by story. Okay. This is dumb. This is dumb because we weren't even together.
Uh-huh.
This was like, I was like maybe 21.
Okay.
I think I had studied abroad.
Okay.
I had come home and every time I studied abroad twice, and both times when I would come home, I didn't have any friends because my friends had like moved on with their lives. So this guy, we weren't really friends, so whatever. So it was this guy who I'd known for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to give too many details.
Okay. I've already incriminated myself so many times.
We had just started hanging out, hanging out heavy, like every day. And at first, like, I was just like, we're friends. We're hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
But like, you know, summer continues to progress and I'm like, oh, I like you.
Mm-hmm.
And I just remember like I would go to his apartment and hang out all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I don't even remember why. I just remember he either was like unavailable or like not responding or something. And I was like, who you with?
That's unacceptable.
Yeah. Like, mind you, we weren't anything. We were friends.
That's okay, like, you have feelings.
I was just like, I just really want to know, like, where, like, are you home?
Mm-hmm.
And so I like drove like 20 minutes to his apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And drove by to see if his car was there.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it wasn't there, and I was like, oh, okay, so wait, you out with some bitch, huh?
Right.
Like,
exactly.
Oh, you know what? Ooh, this is worse.
Okay. I'm ready. Like, I'll share again if I have to.
is the same, is the same dude. Mm-hmm. Like, we had started, like, just, like, having sleepovers and genuinely, like, just, like, I would stay at his apartment. Mm-hmm. And I remember it was summer, so I wasn't working. I wasn't in school. Mm-hmm. Like, he had left to go to work. And I knew there was this girl that he liked. And I had, like, I think because of MySpace, I had, like, found out her name.
Dang, you took it back, I know, though. I was, MySpace? Right? Okay.
Was, yeah, that's how long ago this
okay,
was.
Okay, okay. No, it's okay. I remember top eight. It's right. Okay. So you got the info. Okay.
And so I remember, like, snooping around his apartment. And I remember.
Jesus Christ. Wait, how'd you get inside?
No, because he like, I came over and stayed the night.
Oh.
And he left. Okay, 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 okay. And went to work.
I thought you had left and, like, came back. No, okay, no. I'm falling, I'm falling.
and he left his computer there. Jesus. And I was like, it was locked.
Uh-huh.
I was like, I wonder if I can figure out the password.
Jesus Christ.
And the password was her name.
You're lying. You are lying?
So not only that, I also, this is so bad. I found, like, all these, like, super sexual pictures that they had, like, her in lingerie and, like, playing around with, like, toys and, like, all kinds of stuff. And,
jeez.
And I was just like, oh, okay. So he still really likes her, apparently.
What's going on?
Yeah. And I think, actually, I think he had told me about her. Because we were, again, we were friends.
Okay.
And I asked, like, things had gotten weird.
Okay.
Through, like, I think that was around the time things were starting to transition and getting weird. And, like, what are we doing? Why are we hanging out this much? Like, but I just remember, like, definitely, like, looking through his apartment, looking through his medicine cabinet, oh, looking through drawers. Figuring out the password to his computer. And this is all for a nigga that wasn't my nigga.
Ooh, been there.
But I was like, I was 21, I think. Maybe
your
I was
brain
22.
Wasn't developed yet.
Exactly.
You know,
like yes. Don't judge me.
Yes.
It's funny. That's really embarrassing.
No, it's not. It's not more embarrassing than me. I promise you. I did something similar, though, where I looked through this guy's phone and I found, this is so dumb. So, like, he had been messaging this girl on Twitter, like, back and forth. It was nothing, like, crazy, but, like, she was just in his mentions too much.
Yeah, yeah.
So, anyways, I went through his phone, and he had a picture. Not a picture. He had her name saved as her name. And then, you know, like, the chapel emoji with the heart?
Oh.
And I was like, what? I went off, and I was like, okay, so obviously, like, you're playing the both of us. And blah, 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 blah. He was like, that's my friend from church. I was like, yikes.
Well, when you make assumptions.
I said, wow. Anyways, what'd you do at work today? I was just like, what'd you do at work today? Like, how was your day? That was, like, not a good look for me.
That's all right, you know.
But it happens.
You live and you learn.
Definitely do it, yeah. I think emotions take over and then all the embarrassing stuff.
Absolutely.
Follows.
Well, anywho, this has been wonderful sharing.
Yes.
Talking about our pettiness, talking about our insecurities, talking about our emotional regulation.
I actually have one more question for you.
Oh,
it's
oh
a
shit.
Petty.
Oh,
do we have time?
Okay. Yes.
Do we have time? Okay.
We have time.
So, what is one thing, superficial thing about a guy that you will immediately write him off for? So, I'll say my thing is shoes.
Oh, okay.
So, if he's, like, not wearing the right shoes, like, if he's wearing Skechers or, like, sandals, I even if he's, like, the finest thing in the world, I was like, get out my face. So what is your, like, superficial thing?
So this is one my best friend is gonna, like, crack up when she hears. so this is a thing that I definitely do with online profiles, like, less in real life, but definitely with online profiles.
Okay.
I do not like niggas with shiny lips.
Oh.
If it looks like you have on lip gloss or like too much, like you know, you put a little too much of CarMax on before you take a picture. Okay. Like, and because you also wanted to be, like, extra stressed for this profile, it grosses me out. Like,
oh wait, are you saying, like, he's, like, too into his looks because he's doing all this?
Yeah, I think I can see it's that. A little bit. Yeah, I definitely don't like guys who are, like, super into their looks. Or like if you licked your lip and it just like left too much, you know, residue, like, and it shining, it just grosses me out. Like, I barely like watching, like, I can't, I really like look away when guys put chapstick on. Oh, like, it just, oh my gosh, I don't know. What? It just weirds me out. I don't know why.
What's under that? Like, I don't know. To unpack that.
I don't know. My dad used to use chapstick. It's probably something from my childhood.
Okay. Right. Isn't everything?
Right. But I just don't like when guys like I want their lips to be moisturized. But I don't want to know that you take care of them. Like, do that in secret.
Say,
like,
okay. So then what is one thing that is like weird that attracts you to the guy? That was like very like,
ooh, I'll tell you.
Okay.
So, okay, I'll say two things. I like short guys.
What?
I know.
Why?
I was like, I knew that about myself for a long time, but I wouldn't admit it. But I like short guys.
Oh my gosh, okay.
I know. Most of the guys that I've like, well, I don't know. A lot of guys that I've liked have been like eye to eye.
Okay.
The last guy that I talked to like kind of seriously was a little bit shorter than me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know. Oh, but he also had like body.
Did he? Also, he made it
cute.
For it.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. And I also feel like that's my niche, right?
Okay.
Like, short guys get looked over and it'd be some fine short niggas out here.
Yes. Okay.
Right.
Okay. Okay, you might have opened something.
Exactly.
Listen,
I'm
you
like,
just
that's
share
my niche.
Some.
Like, that's my lane right
some
there.
Some listeners might like get into that.
Right. And I also say I really like nice hands and forearms. Like,
oh, like with the veins and stuff?
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Like,
oh,
biceps.
Yes.
If you have a nice bicep, that's really going to, like, take you to the next level. But if you have nice hands and forearms, like, there are certain hands that I dislike.
Okay.
Like, if you have, it sounds weird, but if you like
long fingers,
flat fingers.
Yes, 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 yes. And it's like the nail
yes,
rounded.
Yes.
Yes. Girl, yes. Yes, yes, yes.
I don't, because this is TMI.
Yes.
But I don't want you touching my body
yes.
with those hands.
I like, associate men with those hands as like always rolling weed. I don't know why, but in my mind, I just always think if your fingers are like that, you roll a lot of weed.
I think that you're weak. And you ain't did no work.
Mm-hmm.
Like, go out and change somebody's oil.
Yes.
Like, get some calluses. Like, build up some thickness in your hands. Like, why are they flat? I don't get it.
Pop some veins.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I don't like it. No.
Put in some work.
Yeah.
I'll
do you
say
have a weird thing?
I do. I find it so attractive when somebody I like dabs up. Like another black man.
Okay.
I'm just like, wow, like, look at the brotherhood.
I
like,
that's sexy.
It is. I literally love watching black men dap each other Aww. Up. Like, if I'm like out, like, I will stop and like watch it, like, keep going. Like, my friends think I'm the weirdest person. I'm just like, damn, like, that's so attractive
it
to
is,
me. Like,
yeah.
them, what? Yeah. I don't know what it is, but.
That's so funny.
We'll see. We'll see what comes of that. Maybe I'll approach someone.
No, those that I can see. I can
yes.
see that.
But the short guy like, thing, you might have put somebody on.
I know, right?
Some people might be like, huh?
I'm telling you, like, 5'5", 5'6".
Oof,
like,
I could never.
5'7", that's my lane. Like, that's my lane.
You know what? I'm proud that, like, you know, like, that's
yeah.
your
yeah.
lane. I feel
yeah.
like I would just.
But you're tall.
I am so very tall. And also, like. He has to be taller than me. There's a sense of security.
Oh, yeah.
Like, when he's taller than me.
Yes.
I feel like, okay, like, he can, you know, handle mm-hmm. any dangers that come our way. But I think short men are capable. They're just short. Like,
so,
they're not capable.
You can't be short and skinny.
Oh, yes.
You have to have some bulk to you.
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
you still have to be able to, like, pick me up.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Very important.
Yes.
Be important.
Yeah. But yeah.
Okay.
Well, I appreciate like you turning the table.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't happen that often. I love
okay, good.
I love them for asking questions.
Good.
But this has been amazing.
Yes,
thank you so much,
yes,
Howie.
Yes.
Good luck on like
thank you.
Figuring out what you want
thank
and
you.
Like your tent poles and yeah. whatever.
Yep,
good,
we'll
like,
figure this out
them.
One day. Yeah, thank you. You too, and to everybody listening.
All right. Well, thank you, and I'll talk to you later, guys.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Situationships Podcast. If you learned anything on this episode, please share the episode with a friend. Get Situationships Podcast merch and early access to podcast episodes by becoming a Situationships Podcast Patreon at patreon.com/situationshipspod. You know that situationship you had that one time? The one your girlfriends remind you about when you start acting brand new? I want to hear about it. Hit me up at situationshipspodcast.com/my story or email me at situationshipspodcast@gmail.com. And don't forget to connect with me and the Situationships Podcast listeners on social media. You can find me on Instagram and Facebook at Situationships Pod and on Twitter at Situations Pod. Talk to you soon. Bye, y'all.